let me give you the opportunity to show to the people that you have the best attitude in this show.
Ha! Okay.
You are going to present, you are going to introduce this podcast, because as usually I did. Usually I do the introduction that
and you did an amazing job, you know, opening up. Yeah.
Thank you. You're a Peruvian guy. So I give you the opportunity today. The people are going to judge you. People are going to write in the comment if you did an amazing job or not. Or, I don't know.
I'm trying. Yeah. Bro, you're like professional live streamer.
Yeah. Bro, 7 episodes I did.
Episodes
I did. So now it's your opportunity. Ready?
We'll see.
Please say your name and what you do.
Okay. Well, hi. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode. And my name is Tyler Ho.
My name is Tunkur.
And you're now watching Bros Ball.
You really want to talk about this?
Oh, right.
You really want to talk about this? Actually, I'm this guy. Maybe I never thought in deep of this topic, but you really have a really clear what it mean. What is your Because I don't want to present the topic. I will let you present the topic.
Okay, cool. So today's topic will be more of a, you know, like about perspective. I think it's all about perspective. It's like, it's not so much about right or wrong. It's about how you perceive this world and how you assess the given situation. Yeah, and then come to the conclusion, okay, this is how I'm going to do.
Maybe how you evaluate.
Yeah, how you evaluate, how you assess like the whole given circumstance. Mm-hmm. So let us start. Let us start off with I'm gonna ask you a question, and then I would love for you to, you know,
I hate when you just because before start this you say bro, I'm going to ask you random things and then you are going to know what is the topic, and I was bro, okay. I don't know what is the topic.
Okay, well, it's raining, right?
It's raining.
Yeah. You mean raining? Lately, yeah. Lately, it's raining. Yeah.
Yeah, we're in
and I can't help but think of, you know, like Taiwan, we sometimes would have typhoon. Yeah? So let's imagine it's raining so heavily, the rain is pouring outside, it's so dangerous, and the wind is like, rainstorm. And you have a scooter, yeah? And you're like, it winds out, yeah? You're like, oh, I'm trying to rush home, you're, you know, over yourself. Yeah, it's like, it's really scary, really crazy. And you're like, on your way. And on your way, you meet 3 different people. Now, the very first one, it's an 86-year-old grandma with severe lower back pain. She's like, oh, Kongor, please help me. I can't walk. It's raining. The, you know, like streets are very slippery. It's wet. It's really cold. Number two, you meet a 2-year-old toddler with no sign of his parent. No sign of his
parent. 2 years.
2-year-old toddler. Like a very young kid.
Without parents.
With no parents.
So it's just the kid.
Just the kid. And the kid's like, hey, Uncle. Great. Yeah, please go in. Please help me. And then the third person, it's a 7-month pregnant lady. Now, she seems healthy. She seems all right. But she's pregnant. She's healthy, but she's pregnant. Obviously, you only have one seat. Right. So the backseat of your scooter. Who are you gonna take with you first? Like, I wanna know your order, and I wanna know why you decided to place them in that particular order. It's not right or wrong. It's just, you know, like,
it's not right or wrong, bro. The people are going to judge me after that. It's not right or wrong.
That's what I want.
It's not right or wrong.
This is a very strategically planned, structured question. I like to see you're like come out with this self-conflicted.
Okay, I have a really clear.
Okay,
the first person that I will take is the kid.
Okay, that's interesting.
Why?
People are gonna judge me because I put the kid last.
No. Because listen, in my mind, in my perspective,
yes,
the pregnant girl and the older ama are not going to move to anywhere. Mm. And it's raining, so that means it's too difficult to ride the scooter. Right?
Yes.
So could be a little like a difficult to keep the ama in my back or the pregnant girl in my back.
In the back of the seat, yes.
Yeah. So my idea is a kid, 2 years old, and don't have a father, and is crying. So I keep this kid. Mm-hmm. And I bring to the police station, and in the police station, I talk to the police officer.
Come get the other two.
Yeah, come to. I have a in that way. I have a one pregnant girl and I have a one older ama, and they are going to take care about that. Because in that way, I can't put the AMA or the pregnant gear in my scooter because first, I hate the scooter.
I thought you were going to say, first, I hate AMA.
No. I'm not really Damon. I'm not really this kind
she's
of...
She's 86. No. She's had enough. She's had a long life.
First, AMA, at the same like a pregnant, they need to special care. They need really need to... And it's running. So it's probably I will have a one accident with a scooter. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So put a one kid is more safer. Why are you looking at me in that way? Why are you looking
you're
at me?
You're sussy. I can see you're trying to go around with the question, trying to find like, the perfect answer. Okay, so...
No, but I have when you say kid, I for clear, it's like, okay, maybe I'm going to pick
first. First one, obviously, it's a kid.
Kid.
Okay,
the and kid then and they pull the
if
police.
There's no police,
okay, no
there
police
is
station.
No help, no assistant, then the second one would be...
Okay, I will... You know how first the kid, because I know it's raining, so it's a little dangerous. Mm-hmm. But I bring the kid for one specific point, and I know how is the traffic. I can analyze how is the traffic. Mm-hmm. The second person that I can bring is the pregnant gear.
Okay.
Because basically for me, the AMA, mm-hmm. first is not going to go to anywhere.
Yes.
And she is in the older period of this life.
Here we go. Yes. You're making a lot of sense. Yes, continue.
Yeah. So I bring the pregnant gear to this safe place, mm-hmm. unless, but not the last. The last, but not the less. The last, but not the less.
Last but not least, yes.
Yeah, so I bring the AMA. In that order.
So would you like to know my order?
No. When you say the kid, let me guess.
Okay.
First, you are going to put the AMA, second, the pregnant gear, and the third one.
Yes, exactly.
Why? Let me ask you why.
Okay.
Don't have a sense.
Yeah, okay.
Well, maybe have a sense for you. But
here's my thinking process. So the grandma, like mentioned, she has severe lower back pain, right? And the streets are so slippery. I'm just thinking, if it's a kid and he or she slipped, the damage would not be that severe. But if a grandma falls, then maybe we're facing broken pelvis, broken hip, or a concussion. Maybe he or she would just pass away, right? The elderly person. I don't know. When I think of grandma, I thought of my grandma. So I was like, no. I really, really respect people who can live till a very old age, because you have to be able to dodge a lot of danger and to be able to, you know, die of an old age. So I don't know. Yeah, and I know for the kid it's very I might seem like a douchebag, like a dickhead. Yeah, I understand, like the kids are underage, they're minors, so as legal adults we have the responsibility.
No, but
yeah,
it's
obligation,
your decision,
that we have to
worry.
Take it. Yeah, but it's my decision. I just feel like if the kid, I can just tell the kid that you're gonna stay here and Uncle Tyler is gonna for sure come back and get you. Just please stay here.
I noticed that maybe you are a little analyzing more with the feelings.
I think so.
Yeah. You analyze because you in the beginning when you say about the grandma, you say exactly that I remember to my grandmother.
I was probably leading a little bit more into like,
I can tell you, in the case, I put my feelings, maybe the pregnant gear will be first my first option.
Yeah, because like, In my real life right now, I have a grandma, but I don't have like a pregnant lady in my life, and I don't have kids, so maybe I don't feel so much strong.
Yeah, but I'm basically I'm getting married. With,
yeah, so,
I'm getting married, so it's like
for you, you're thinking more of like
in my wife.
No, yeah,
can
yeah
represent
like my wife, my kid. Then.
But your perspective, my point is, your perspective is more feeling, more emotional perspective.
It is more emotional.
My perspective is more rational.
We don't know. Yeah,
it's totally rational.
Well, ask the audience.
Okay. Everybody, tell me in the comments now, really, I really want to see how is the perspective of everyone. So, don't have a wrong answer, please, now.
Yes, you need to write in
the comments. Yeah, don't have a wrong answer, please, now. You need to write in the comments which is your order, which one is the first, which one is the second, which one is the third.
Yes.
And if we have a one psychology person, please, write our Instagram, because I really want to know if I am like a little more rational. I consider myself like a little more rational person, more than emotional person. But yeah, if you are a psychology guy or you study this, please write out in our Instagram, official Instagram, Bros Bone in Instagram. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. So just like that, even for a couple who's been dating, who's been seeing each other for like more than 15 years, they might still have different opinions in different order.
Totally.
Right? Yeah, so I think it's all about perspective, and that is the topic of today.
We are going to talk about more in deep about perspective of the person for another person.
Mm.
Basically more in the relationship.
Yes,
totally. The red, green, and deal breakers.
Yes, I'm pretty sure like everybody would have different opinion, different take on this one.
Go ahead, bro.
Let's say a person, whether that's a guy or a girl, they insist on going Dutch every time, like split the bills every time, 50-50, every single time. Or someone, like let's say your girlfriend or your boyfriend, insist on every time the other person has to pay, has to cover like the whole expense whenever you go out.
The person who has the idea of the dating is the person who needs to pay.
I listened to this in one Instagram reel.
So I just want to repeat. I listened to one Instagram.
Okay. Yeah, what about for you? If someone insists on paying 50-50 every single time, it's like even just ice cream or something.
I think it's okay. 50-50 as 50-50 is like the normal things equal for every business.
Mm.
Yeah, for every business, when you consider you are doing the same effort, 50-50 is okay.
Mm.
But in one dating, maybe sometimes you have a special occasion, and for me, the gear needs to pay too.
Personally, I prefer, like, if I pay for dinner, then you can pay for coffee or, like, snacks or, I don't know, like...
Bro,
in a relationship, if you go every time 50-50... That's just very business-like, very cold, you know?
I don't know how it's in Taiwan, but in Peru, we say, if you pay the dinner, you pay the...
I pay with my butt.
You pay with your body. Basically, your mouth eat and your bitch pay me. Bro, this is kind of in Peru.
We're going to censor that face. You're okay with paying, but the girl just take... You paying every time for granted.
Oh, yeah. This is a red flag for me.
That's a red flag.
This can consider. Because sometimes it means that this gear don't understand that maybe sometimes you have money, sometimes you don't have money.
Mm.
Because you need to be clear. I like a really realistic gear.
Mm.
That sometimes I have money. Sometimes I don't have money because sometimes I need to pay a lot of bills or I need to invest my money in a lot of stuff. So maybe sometimes I don't have money. If you want to go to eat a special dinner with me, maybe it's this time you can pay that.
Mm.
Because the relationship is between two guys, two persons.
Yeah.
Not just one person.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I feel like having mutual respect and understand the other person's financial status, or sometimes you might have some certain obstacles or hardship.
Do you have a really specific deal breaker?
I do.
Which one?
For, let's say, someone who is discriminative towards a certain group of people.
Do you mean racist?
Yeah, like racist, sexist, or someone who, I don't know, patriarchy. Yeah, like, or like misogynist.
What do you mean
patriarchy like
in your case? Because patriarchy is a man.
Some girls can also be patriarchy.
Okay. Yeah.
I just feel like you can have your own opinion, but I think that's, how do I say? Because I tend to be a person who is like, I wouldn't be scared for the things that I am not very familiar with. But there are people who just get scared and then they would try to exclude, and they would try to block you, try to discriminate you, simply because they're uneducated and they are not familiar with, you know, like a certain group of people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And also like, you know, also like people with certain disability and stuff like that. And it's like, they don't have to publicly speak about anything, but like maybe even in a private setting, it's like just her and I, and if we talked about something and then she would say something really discriminative, that's a deal breaker for me. Yeah, I don't care if it's only the two of us. If you say, that person doesn't have a leg, that's funny, or that's, you know, like, I wouldn't be able to take that. Yeah, like, not even as a joke, because I think it's too insensitive. Yeah.
And the most red flag that you want, you consider, no, this is a really big red flag.
The most red flag. Let's see. Oh, I actually want that. Oh, okay. Red flag. It for me, it's not a deal breaker for someone who is like, let's say we are in the middle of a fight and then I say something really, really hurtful to you. It's like my words cut you so deep. But after the argument, I would come to you and say, I'm really sorry. And then I would ask for your forgiveness and said that I would never do that again. But every time in the argument, I say shit that really, really hurts, that cuts so deep. Would it be a red flag or a deal breaker?
Bro, I think I am the red flag of somebody.
Okay. Bro, because come clean.
Yeah, bro,
what did you do?
No, bro. First, begin that you need to accept your mistakes and you need to improve, mm-hmm. right?
So yes, I can yes, tell yes, you yes. We're in no time, sense. Yeah, we're only human.
I don't know. But sometimes when we discuss uh-huh. when we have a fight, I say something that maybe I know.
That they're hurtful?
Yeah, super hurtful. So maybe I can consider myself a red flag.
Well, it's okay. You can start working on it.
Yes. Yeah, I...
But would you apologize?
Of course. After that? Of course I did. And of course I did for that. How bad listen that things.
So you're the type of guy, like, when there's tension, yeah? You tend to, like, let me just shut up for... Let's talk about it 20 minutes after. Or you're like, no, right here, right now, fix it. Let's talk, let's chat, let's fight, let's do whatever. But I need to, let's fix it right now.
Basically, the second thing.
It's like,
it's because...
I'm the first one.
You're the first one.
Yeah, I would just shut up and say...
So, because I have the ability that we never go to sleep with one problem. Because...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But sometimes, I know I'm also like you. Like, if I am very, very upset, I would say a really hurtful thing. And I for sure know that I'm going to regret what I say.
Yeah, of course.
So, I would tend to just like...
You need to fix the problem in that moment. Because if the problem is you go to sleep with that emotion, maybe the next day you are one to just pass the problem. And the emotion, the bad emotion, you never fix this problem. So that can be a really big problem in the future. You see?
And I understand.
And most of the time when we discuss and we have a fight, we try to remember the last things that we did or the wrong things to that person did. So we try to say, hey, but do you remember the last week you do this?
Yes.
So for me, it's more better if we fix the problem in that moment and the next day we wake up really in peace.
For me, I think because you're very rational, oftentimes if I try to recall all the arguments that I had with my partner, I think most of the time why we argue was more about attitude, more about the energy, more about how we phrase, more about our wording. It's not so much about the actual thing, like what certain incident or events that happened, and then we really talked about, no, this is something that we have to work on, we need to have a very constructive discussion. So oftentimes when I have argument, I tend to be very, very emotional. So then I kind of slowly gonna have this habit. I built up this thing that I feel so upset right now. And I know that I'm gonna say really shitty and hurtful things. So I tend to just, no, let me hold it in. After 20 minutes, if I'm still very pissed, I'm gonna say it.
You're the person who stop like a little.
Yeah, I would have to stop and take deep breaths, and then I have to like kind of do a lot of rehearsals. You know, in my mind, it's like, is this something okay, constructive, really helpful? Yeah. Well, for me, my green light would be if I say no, then the other person understands, respects me. There will be no further explanation if I feel uncomfortable doing something, that they were just like, okay, it's okay, we don't have to do it, we don't have to try. And she wouldn't try to force me into why not give it a try, even if I've done this before. I think that would be like a green flag for me, that if I say no, if I make my point, if I've made up my mind, then I don't need for any further negotiation, try to win my point. That she would see my point as that's valid. I respect your boundaries. I respect
your ideas,
your decision, because it's your life. It's whatever you want to do, go do you. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you have one stupid green light?
Stupid green light.
I can tell you, for example.
Okay.
For
do
me
you have one
green light? If yes. She's quiet.
She's quiet.
She's quiet.
Because you're very chatty.
No,
I need a listener.
Yes, actually, yeah. Actually, the last week we was talking with my wife that.
Your wife is actually really quiet.
It's really quiet, yeah. And that is a love.
You guys are perfectly balanced.
We was in the car, and every time I talk, hey, I do this, blah 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 blah. And my wife just was sit down and say, yes, oh, okay, oh, good. I with that whole attitude, you can do it. And then yeah, because I do this, I blah blah blah. And I was talking, and she's just listening.
Because you enjoy sharing, and she enjoys, you know, like. Receiving the very positive energy. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Yeah. I think that's perfect.
It's
yeah.
a really, that's a reason.
Yeah.
Quite, for me, it's a really green light.
Because I tend to, you know, tell a lot of lame jokes or like dad jokes and you know, things that just doesn't really matter. I try to make people like feel the fun, the joy in life. Uh-huh. So that it's a green light for me for someone who gets my joke.
so then we can laugh, sense of humor,
and like cause someone who's a good audience just like would make reaction, wouldn't be like, oh, okay.
Actually,
it's kind of stupid.
Anyway, the sense of humor is considered one of the part the most of the intelligent person have a really good sense of humor.
Right. I think we've had a good talk. Finally, let me read you a short story, and then it's about that's like the craziest story, even crazier than the one that I shared before. You know, in our previous episode. So I'm gonna go ahead and read the the short story, and then you just do all the reaction. Yeah. Okay. All right, let me. So this story is about the weirdest deal breaker. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is written from a girl. And she said, well, I was dating a guy for about 6 months already and had known him longer than that. He was perfect. And we wanted the same thing in life and we appreciate the same thing in life. And I thought the relationship had a bright future. Like, everything's going good. Mm-hmm. And until he asked me to dye my hair to look like his sister's. And this question and this question brought on the most terrifying, mortifying conversation of my life. He then told me how much he was into his sister, and to the point that he had sexually molested his sister once, and his parents kind of have to cover it up. And I saw his recent browser history. There was about 60 pages visited that day of daddy-daughter pornography kind of thing. And it was so sick. Then, just like a cherry on top, he added that he wanted to have a three-way with my dog. Like, the girl, the boyfriend, and the dog have a three-way, like a threesome. And so she said, I have never run out of someone's house faster than that. So my weirdest deal breaker is probably loving your family a little too much. He loved his sister to the point like, hey, you want to dye your hair to look
I want to normalize like now. I want to call to the society and make a one change in the how you present yourself. I think everyone need to, when you are going to introduce to a new person, when you are going to introduce to that one person who maybe you like or maybe you want to a really future, I think you need to present like a with a category of porn that you watch. Bro, because we need to be normalize that. Because
normalize,
normalize. Because I think the category of that, what kind of adult video, we don't say that the word adult video,
yes,
define more than your personality. Because basically that is your fantasy, that is the things your body
but
wants.
There's a difference between fantasy fetish and actually wanted to do that in real life.
This all you can see in the category of the adult video, just obvious, you can see.
Oh yeah.
So I think now I'm called to the society. Then since now, if you are looking this podcast, now you start to present, when you present yourself in the school, in the university, you say, I am Enrique Concor and I like MILF. And
you didn't just say that. This is a family friendly page.
Oh, something like that. Something like that. No, I think we are going to put a one pin.
Okay.
And then everyone you need to present, but with your name, your age, your nationality, and the category of the adult video that you like to watch. Because I think that will be told you more the personality.
Oh, definitely.
Totally. Because if the girl will understand, we saw that before, she start to notice is there something wrong.
So what are your thoughts after hearing that?
Bro, I think this is really weird. I don't want to listen again. And I don't want to comment. If you are looking at this podcast now, start to comment your story. Start to comment if you have a something relationship with this, because we need to do the episode 2 in the season number 2, because we are really close to finish this season.
Yeah, exactly. Let us know your green flag, red flag, or your deal breakers. Yeah.
Where they can write this comment, where they can write this story.
Well, you could simply, you know, comment down below, or you could write us an email, and then, or you could also, you know, like send us direct messages.
I think basically, it's more better if you can write one email, or you can write in the message, DM Instagram, personal Instagram, because we don't want to bully your name. We are not going to bully your name. Mm-hmm. Everything is going to be in secret. We are going to keep that secret thing. Because if you like that everyone know that you like to call daddy someone, we can put your name, but it's depend of you. You need to authorize the use of your name.
Yes, we are looking forward to receiving, you know, everything from you.
Everything is going to be in secret. We are a professional person, and we are going to create more content for you. More funny content, more interesting story. Mm-hmm. I think it's a really good episode. I like it. Thanks, my bro. Thanks for your really hard work in the introduction of this episode. So, everybody, don't forget to comment your idea. You have a lot of things to comment. And don't forget to follow us in our official Instagram, BrosBone in Instagram. Don't forget, it's really important. Click, follow us, and share the whole video, because you are going to find a really interesting clips in that Instagram. Everybody, thank you for watching this video. It's me, Kunkor.
It's me, Tyler.
And this is Bros Ball.